preach on fasting, which was, how do you put aside things that get in the way of you spending time with God? And we thought, we weren't going to let the kids get away with that. So we also did a time on fasting. And some of the kids had some amazing stories from it. But I just wanted to get Megan Massey up, who's going to tell you a bit about what happened with her. Go come up here. Okay. Now, Megan, I know that something really special happened at Christmas time. Do you want to tell me about it?
At the carol service, on the last song, I started crying because I realised how much God loved me. And then I went down to the front and to be prayed for to become a Christian.
Which is just so exciting. And yes, give her a round of applause. Now, Megan, having made a commitment to Jesus, knew that fasting was important. So when we talked about fasting, what happened?
I went home and I asked my mum and dad if I could fast from something. And I for one day, I fasted. I used as little electricity and gas as possible. So I didn't watch TV or go on the computer, and I didn't have any cooked meals. So.
Now, that was a good sacrifice, wasn't it? Now, while you were doing that, what did you do instead? Because I know that when we've talked about it, when we give up something, we try to spend time with God.
I listened to worship music and I read some Christian books in my spare time.
Now, I know that God spoke to you. What did he say to you?
I felt that God was telling me to talk to one of my friends at school and tell her about God, so I did.
And what happened?
And she asked me and my other friend if we could pray for her to become a Christian. And so she did, and so we did, and she became a Christian. So.
Which is awesome. But that's not the end of the story. So this had an impact on her family, didn't it?
And about a week later, she came into school and she said that she had prayed for her sister at home, and so now she and her sister were both committed.
So this is just really exciting, just seeing how when we take time out to listen to God and just hear him prompting and actually step out and do what he prompts us, he answers right from the little ones up. So if you could have one thing to say to the church, what would it be?
I'd say that I'd ask God if the other people in the church could have courage to tell their friends and other people they know about him, so they could also maybe come to church as well.
Fantastic. Thank you very much.